Well, like people are walking away actually, you know, being fed. I figure that's a victory because like maybe only 20 came on Saturday. So now we have 40, but still like you don't see anybody like upset or angry and their needs are met right now.
But the successful feeding came after a tense interaction between volunteers and police. Tampa Police Lieutenant Kim Torres told Food Not Bombs volunteers that because they did not have a permit, they needed to take down their tables or share food in a parking spot. Then, about 8 more police entered the park. A group of Food Not Bombs volunteers encircled the tables and locked arms to keep a human barrier between the police and the activists who risked arrest by sharing food after Saturday's trespass warning. Police told Michaela Leiden to unhook her arms, but she and others refused.
The Nazis said, I have a boss.
Unhook your arms.
The Nazis said, I have a boss.
Unhook your arms.
The Nazis said, I have a boss. And if that doesn't touch you
in
your
heart.
Are you a
Christian?
Unhook your arms.
What would Jesus do in this situation? Would he stop feeding the homeless?
Unhook your arms.
That's what I want to know. Can you answer my question?
I have a moral responsibility.
They're not going to unhook
your arms. Fine. We just want to be able to get to the folks with the tables and get the tables out of here.
This is a First Amendment right to be able to have free speech out here.
Absolutely. You do have a First Amendment right to have free speech.
But the question remains, why did Tampa police begin enforcing a city ordinance last Tuesday? Food Not Bombs activist Desiree Lynn insists it has to do with keeping the city looking sterile while fans were in town for the college football national championship game.
The city can't say that they don't want people to see homeless and suffering people, and I wish they would be honest. At least if they were honest, then we could have a real conversation about how to deal with the problem. They didn't want tourists, which there was tens of thousands of them in the city for the playoffs event. They stood to gain, I heard, upwards of $300 million. And they didn't want homeless people around ruining everybody's good time. Well, we're not going to let the city hide their failure of dealing with a problem that they helped exacerbate and they helped cause in the first place. They spent how much money on this playoffs playlist event? How much money do they spend on the ice skating rink that comes here? How much money do they spend on every festival that comes where they displace homeless people so they could put up fences and have food carts out there so people can come and have a great day in the park? It's about time that the city uses resources for people that are suffering here. That's our responsibility. We're doing our responsibility. We wish they would do theirs too.